Queer.
That was incredibly beautiful. You did a wonderful job of that. Another live ID.
Oh, thank you so much.
You're amazing. I hope Sam will get a photo to be able to put up on Facebook,
yes.
Because your muumuu looks marvellous.
Oh, thank you. This is the excuse to not wear pants in public. That's why I wear a muumuu.
Isn't that the dream?
You take it because you've got a better angle of the two.
I've got a better angle.
You're on the other side of the desk.
Oh, I see. Over.
Take my head.
I don't know. Okay.
Sorry. It's my case.
You've got a case. Oh, hang on. I've got to be careful because there's a glowing laptop in the picture and we can't have a glowing laptop in the picture. Are you looking beautiful, James Halloran? Yeah, you're not on mic at the moment, but you still have to look beautiful.
You look placid.
He looks placid. Well, there we go. All right.
This is champagne radio taking photos on air.
Isn't that marvellous? Yes. But you can see this all on Facebook and Twitter. Facebook Queer Radio Brisbane and Twitter at Queer Radio Brisbane. Hedwig 15. You are two of the mega cast that are on, James Halloran and Josh DeVetter. Josh, it's not... it's a bit of both. So it's the screening of the film, mm-hmm. which is going to be Saturday week, the 28th of January.
That's correct. Good work.
Saturday the 28th, thank you. At 6 o'clock in the Powerhouse Theatre. And then at 7:30, is it, thereabouts?
Approximately.
Yeah. As soon as the film's done, everyone's had time to go for a wee and a ciggy.
Yep.
They come back and they can relive the whole film again.
They sure can. So we'll be putting on a live concert experience as soon as the movie finishes. So when the credits roll, that's when the feedback starts, so to speak.
The film is iconic. I mean, James Cameron Mitchell put together something which changed a lot of people's perception on how a rock and roll film should go because... Well, tell me the story as you understand the story of Hedwig and the Angry Inch, the original film.
As I understand it. Well, it's about a young German human who decides that America is the dream, I think, and also decides that they want to have surgery to transition into being a woman. But the only problem is that the surgeon left 1 inch of a certain piece of genitalia left.
Hmm. That's the Angry Inch.
That's the Angry Inch, so to speak, and that's where the problems continued.
And Hedwig then pours that into
his music.
Performance.
Art. Exactly. And I think, and we were actually just discussing this at rehearsal tonight, where all the angst was really actually put into the music. And then when he falls in love and this person happens to steal his music, it's like his former shadow self, he could have been that, but someone else took it instead. And I think, Hedwig for me represents people that dance to the beat of their own drum. And I feel like there's a part of me that embodies that as well. And that's why it's going to be an exciting experience because every single person on stage is we are all Hedwig is the hashtag.
We
are all Hedwig.
And the images that have been taken of apart from yourself, there's Sandro Colarelli,
yes.
There's Lucinda Shaw,
yes.
There's Bertie Page, and there is James Halloran. We're going to talk to James a little bit more after we play this song. But James, talk us into this wicked little town. This is a seminal moment in the film.
Yeah.
Between the character that just been mentioned there, Tommy, who steals Hedwig's heart and Hedwig's music as well.
Yeah.
And you get to sing it, you bitch.
I know, it's very exciting. They have the original version, which is the one that I think we'll be listening to, the Hedwig version.
Right.
And then later on there's the reprise by Tommy Gnosis, which is really quite... I find really, really potent because changing the lyrics to someone's songs you've stolen to say sorry, it's like, okay, but you're still stealing my song.
Yeah, it's still my music. It's still my creation, but you're saying sorry.
It is. It's quite beautiful. It's a really, for me, the reprise is the most beautiful part in the film because it's the moment where everything that Hedwig has been feeling up to this point, all of Hedwig's insecurities are being reflected right back at him. And it's... I don't know, it's quite, yeah, it's quite touching.
Josh Davitter and James Halloran, soon to be Melbourne, but we won't hold that against him. We have already roasted you about that one yeah. on this show.
Sunday and you're roasting. Don't have to roast me. No.
Anyway, Wicked Little Town from the original soundtrack of Hedwig and the Angry Inch. Hedwig 15 is one of the star attractions of Melt 2017, of which Josh and James are part. That's your song.
Yeah.
That you get to sing in the show.
I'm very lucky.
Yeah. And it's a song that in the film sung by both Stephen Trask, who wrote the music and the lyrics with John Cameron Mitchell. So, yeah. Who the nasty lover, Tommy, steals everything of Hedwig's. It's not nice. Not
no,
nice.
No.
But you're a nice boy.
But I have a soft spot for Tommy anyway.
Oh. So, question. How did the songs get divided up? Because I said you've got all of these great performers, Bertie Page, Lucinda Shaw, Sandra Colarelli. I mean, it's like the cast of the Bowie Ziggy Stardust experience, just revamped with a few extras.
Yeah, yeah. Totally.
How did that get divided up?
Well, James, who produces the show and musically directs it, he has a very incredible talent for hearing artists sing, specifically singers, but also musicians, and he hears someone sing something and he goes, I know exactly how they'll sing this song. So he's, when he knows the voices of the people he's working with, we were talking about this last night, he said, I listened to your EP and I knew that if you sang that part like you do there in your EP, you'd sing this part from the Hedwig song like this. And he can work out kind of how each singer's voice will work with each track. And I think he's done a pretty fucking good job of it too.
I totally agree. And also we've got to mention the band as well, because in there's John Mayer from Bertie Page Clinics playing guitars. James himself is on drums. The marvellous Palmas Rose is tinkling ivories. Yes, and you're having a hot flush. I get it. Yes, hot flush as well.
And Shiv on bass as well. She's amazing.
So it's a small band, but it's going to make a real noise.
Yeah.
It's going to be great.
Absolutely. Well, it's very, you know, it's very rock and roll. I think I haven't really played with two guitars ever before in my life, you know. I'm in new territory.
Well, as Dorothy says, Toto, we're not in Kansas anymore.
It's true.
That's so true. And this is a major event because it's 15 years, and it doesn't seem like 15 years, but this is the type of thing that really sits well in Melt as a cultural and arts festival, taking an iconic film, everyone gets a chance to see it, but then to see this interpretation from all local Brisbane artists, or somewhat local Brisbane artists.
Not actually, it doesn't actually count anymore.
That's
funny.
Oh my god.
Take that mic off. That's what I do every night anyway. But I think this is going to be the best celebration, because each singer and musician, like, there's, you can't put them together normally as a package.
Sure.
That's the best part. So we're celebrating diversity, being unapologetically authentic, I think is the best part, because like I had never actually properly met James before, and he still put me in this because he went, you're the right person for this, just like every other person is.
Yeah.
And rocking up and not even knowing what we were going to sing really until we got told. It's just like similar to when I do Boy and Girl at the Powerhouse as well. You know, it's where we rock up on the first day and we kind of get told what our songs are, and that's the exciting part. And James and the whole team have put together something really, really amazing.
I just love the fact that the voices there are all incredible, and they go across the whole range. And there's a lot when you listen to the lyric or the music and the lyrics of the Hedwig soundtrack. You can so hear Bowie through that.
Yeah, of course.
Massive influence. It's a massive, and it's such a lovely thing to think, you know, just with 12 months since his passing, that here's another way of showing what a magnificent influence he was and a gift he was to the creative arts, not just music alone. We're nearly out of time, but I have to ask you one question, which both of you have to answer. Our query tonight is favorite beauty queen. James Halloran, do you have a favorite?
Sharon Needles. Does she count as a beauty queen?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, technically, yes. Yeah, she did win a pageant.
Well, there you go.
Hello. Yeah, I said
this. Or JonBenet Ramsey. I think that's a
controversy. And Josh,
I'm gonna have to say, biologically, I'm gonna have to go. My favorite beauty queen will always be at the moment Gigi Hadid, that young Victoria's Secret model.
Yes.
And my psychological queen, Bianca Del Rio.
Yes,
we love her.
Love her.
Shout out to Bianca.
I was surprised you didn't say your, singer in crime partner. Katy Perry.
She's got a few more years before she becomes a beauty queen. I'm still deciding. Yes. Yes, but she's definitely, she'll great. I still love you.
There's
love you,
shade for you.
She's a tad premature, I think.
We better roll, but we're going to go with your song that's Wig in a Box, which it's a testament. It's a proud statement. What does it say to you, Wig in a Box?
I actually just said this in rehearsal tonight. Even though we're all about the inside and we're beautiful, when you put something else extra on the exterior, your whole physicality changes and something you just feel like you're living your best life. And so for Hedwig, it's when he puts that wig on. Puts that wig on. It's euphoric moment for her. Just like I feel that same when I put six inch heels on.
Yes.
My whole persona changes. And
you are
that.
Already a very tall diva. So
yes.
6 inch heels. That's just amazing.
Exactly. And I can't wait for the day that I fall over in those heels too. That's going to be amazing.
Josh Devita and James Halloran, thank you for joining us.